Police arrested McKibben and the others as they stood side by side in the driveway, preventing trucks from getting in or out of the site. All 57 were charged with disorderly conduct and released. McKibben was a leader of the movement to stop the Keystone Pipeline and one of the first writers to highlight the danger of climate change. Before the police moved in, he told the other protesters the world is moving away from oil and gas. The audio was recorded by the environmental group We Are Seneca Lake.
After 100 years of a free ride, the fossil fuel industry is now met at every turn by people saying it's a new world.
McKibben praised the sort of delaying action the protesters have been waging against the fossil fuel infrastructure.
If we can hold them off for 3-4 years more, then there's no way any of this stuff will ever be built again.
The Texas energy company Crestwood Midstream owns the caverns left over from decades of salt mining. Crestwood wants to upgrade them to store natural gas, propane, and butane as a way to meet seasonal demand for fuel. Federal authorities have approved, but so far the New York DEC has not. For WAMC, I'm David Shenatry with the New York Reporting Project at Utica College.